I don't know whether this is to you guys too, but I would like to share with you. The passages from the Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14 through 22. It's pretty long, so I will use 5 minutes for this, the next 5 minutes to speak. Well, I'm going to read it for you guys. It will be easier. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I am rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and the salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and I discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I'll give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I take this message very personally to my own heart, because these days I've been feeling naked and wretched. People tended to look up to me because I'm a teacher and pastor. But in my own life, even while I preach, sometimes I feel naked. This is what I've been struggling. And God gave me the same message for tonight. And here, it has the diagnosis and prognosis. Fortunately, the message gave me the instruction what to do. Verse 18 says, I counsel you to buy from me gold, okay, refined in the fire instead of material riches. What could it be? To the eyes of God, what is gold? What is worthy for God? Not for worthy to our own eyes. That is what God wants to see with our eyes. That's why later God said, and the salve to put on your eyes so you can see what is really enduring. Another year is coming, 2013. Are you going to spend your time for worthless things or something really worthy, glorifying to God's eyes? This is the message God is giving to me. So it actually troubles me a lot. But I don't want to be found naked. I believe you feel the same. Then, the second point, and the white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness. This particular passage hit me very hard because I was struggling. How am I going to cover my own nakedness in my spirit? Righteousness. Here, white clothes in Bible normally means righteous deed. What is the righteous deed? That's what I have been thinking about. What is righteous to the eyes of God? What is glorifying to the eyes of God? What is worthy? I believe what is worthy to eyes of God is the lost souls. As Pastor Lim spoke about, lost souls matter to God. I think God is asking us, unless lost souls matter to you, you are naked, wretched. Because you're going to have nothing left at the end. Whatever you feel good in this life, eventually those things will perish. What will be left? What you have done for the kingdom of God. I think this coming year, God is giving us a message. We take this word very seriously. Lost souls matter to me, to my heart. What can I do to save lost souls? Could we in this church or in this community or maybe in overseas? So this year I'm planning to do as much as I could do. Last year I went to Mongolia to train those Mongolian leaders for the church. 18 leaders I trained. And in this September, again I'm going, I hope to train maybe not 18, maybe 90. And missionary Lim, well, not him, missionary Lim's, they planted about 20 new churches during their second term. They started the third term, and I have been with them throughout this process somehow. And he's planning to plant 30 more churches in his third term. And he asked me to train the leaders, because that's what Mongolians need. And I hope you guys may pray for me and support me if you can. Think about again where your riches are. Whether the lost soul matters to you. That is the question God is asking to all of us tonight. And then see the way God sees the world. Do what you can do within your talent and ability. I pray all this in Jesus' name, guys. This is really what Jesus put in my mouth tonight. Thank you.